没事，没关系，我相信韩牧师没有那个被感染。好。啊，今天是母亲节，在这里首先祝贺所有在这里首先就是祝贺所有的母亲，谢谢你们的辛苦，谢谢你们的辛劳。
And today is Mother's Day, and first of all, I'd like to wish all the ladies Happy Mother's Day, and also thank you for all your hard work.
所以我们今天的信息也特别是为母亲节准备的信息。
So today we have a message specially prepared for the occasion of the Mother's Day.
那我提到母亲节的信息，当然想起圣经里面最有名的一段，就是《箴言书》的31章第10节到31节。
If you think of Mother's Day and think of women, then you know that one of the most famous passages in the Bible is in Proverbs 31, in verses 10 through 31.
那这段经文在之前我们教会之前我们讲过这段经文。
And we've preached on this passage before in our church.
但是对我来说，我是第一次讲这段经文。
But to me, it's the first time that I'm preaching it.
好，所以我们今天就来再次来思考这段经文。
So we'll come and ponder upon this passage again today.
我们一般在谈到男女在婚姻当中的角色和分工的时候，中国有一句话，中国有一句老话说，男主外，女主内。
And we talk about the roles of men and women in Chinese idiom. There's an old saying that says, well, the men will generalize on the external affairs, and the women will generalize on the internal affairs.
那么这句话到底对不对？这句话的意思是什么
？Is this phrase right? And what does it mean?
那么在谈到这句话是什么意思之前，在谈到这句话对不对之前，我们来首先来看看对在过去的历史当中对这句话的滥用和误用。
So before we come to understand what it means, let us look at what abuse has it suffered in this phrase.
我是在北方的中国北方的农村里面长大的。
I grew up in a northern China in a farm.
所以我小的时候，我们的村子里面还是非常保守的，是中国传统的那种思想。
So when I was young, our village was very conservative in all the Chinese thinking.
所以我小的时候眼睛里面所看到的都是这种男主外女主内的模式。
So in my eyes, when I was growing up, it's all these guys majoring on the external affairs and women majoring on the internal affairs of the home.
但是今天我回过头来再来思想的时候，我发现它其实不是真正的男主外女主内的模式，而是对这个模式的一种滥用。
But when I come to rethink about it today, I think it's not the right model that they're doing it, but actually they're abusing that model.
而是在中国历史长期的历史当中，借着这样的一个口号来欺负女性。
It's through the history of China and through this idiom they have been suppressing women.
那怎么为什么这么说呢？我举个例子。
Why do I say this? Well, I'll give you an example.
就我们小的时候，村子里面没有什么副业，所以大家都是下地干活。
So when I was young, our village was pretty poor. Everybody has to go to farm.
那其中一年到一年四季，就是其中最忙的时候，一个是五六月份收小麦的时候。
So during the year, one of the busiest period is during May and June when everybody is harvesting the barleys.
然后就是说八九月份，然后就是玉米啊、绿豆啊，还有这些东西的时候。
In August, you have the corn and the beans.
所以在下地干活的时候，一般都是男女。都一起下地干活。
So when we go to farm and go into the field, the men and the women go there together.
那如果一个女的不下地干活的话，就会成为村子里面的这种流言蜚语。
If a woman does not want to go to the farm and the field, then she will be the talk of the town.
大家都会说啊，这个谁谁家的媳妇很懒啊，她不干活。
And everybody will say, well, this so and so is so lazy, she doesn't want to work.
但是下地干活是男女一起下地干活，但是回到家里以后怎么样呢？
Now, if you go to the field of men and women, what happens when you go home?
那从地里回到家里面，如果家里没有老人的话，女的还要生火做饭。
Now, if there's no old people at home, you don't have parents, then the women will have to cook.
那男人做什么呢
？What do the men do?
男人是搭把手吗？是帮忙吗？是帮忙做饭吗
？Do they help in making a meal?
男人从来不帮忙做饭，他们就要么躺在床上休息，要么出去串门，只有到吃饭的时候才回来。
So they don't help in cooking. Well, they might lay in bed and rest, or they go up and visit others, and until it's dinner time.
然后吃完饭，嘴巴一抹就去休息了，就去睡觉了。
After the dinner, and then they'll just wipe their mouth and then go to rest.
而女的呢，还要去洗碗，还要去清理。
But what do the women have to do? Well, they have to clean up, they have to wash and everything.
所以这就是我小的时候我眼睛里面所看到，就是说中国传统的这种男主外女主内的模式。
And this is the traditional understanding of what this man majoring on the external affairs and women majoring on the internal affairs as I was growing up.
但其实上是对这种模式的一种滥用。
But it is actually an abuse of that model.
那我们在圣经里面，我们圣经里面所理想的这种夫妻之间的模式是一个什么样的模式呢
？Now, what kind of model is the model that we see from the Bible between a man and a woman?
圣经里面女性在家里是一个什么样的角色呢
？What kind of role does a woman play in the home in the according to the Bible?
那圣经里面理想的妻子又是一个什么样的形象
？And what is the ideal wife that we find in the Bible?
所以，我们今天就借着母亲节这个特别的时刻，我们来通过箴言书的31章10到31节。这段很著名的经文，我们来思想这个问题。
So through this Mother's Day and also through the very famous passage in Proverbs 31, we come to ponder upon this topic.
我知道在看这段经文的时候，很多姐妹都一个方面很喜欢，啊，一个方面又很有压力。
I know that many sisters, when they look at this passage, they like it very much, but on the other hand, they feel very pressured as well.
为什么很有压力呢？因为这里面的要求太高了，标准太高了。
Why do they feel so stressed? Because the standard seems to be so high.
不可能做得到。
It's almost impossible for you to achieve it.
但是圣经里面它只是给我们一个理想的一个标准，让我们朝着这个标准努力。它并不是说你一定要，你现在就可以做到这个这样的事情。
The Bible, on the other hand, gives us this as an ideal for us to move towards. It's not something that requires you now immediately that you have to achieve.
所以我们姐妹们在看这段经文的时候，我们不要有这样大的压力，我们只要把它当做我们的目标就可以了。
So the sisters, as you come to read this passage, treat it as a goal and don't feel pressured.
同样对弟兄们来说，弟兄们也不要以这个标准来要求姐妹。
And also to the men, you should not require of a woman to have this quality.
姐妹可以自己要求自己，但是弟兄要求姐妹就错了。
The women can require this of themselves, but it is wrong for the guys to require them from the women.
那这段经文一共有22节，它是按照希伯来文的22个字母来组织的。
There is 22 verses in this passage, and it's acrostic, and one each beginning with each of the letter of the Hebrew.
所以从第一个字母 Aleph, 然后到最后一个字母 Tav, 每个字母开始一节。
And so it starts from the Aleph letter all the way to the Tav letter on the Hebrew alphabet.
所以你就可以知道这段经文它不是按照内容，不是按照主题来排列的，它是按照这样的一个很特别的这种方式来排列的。
So it's not according to a topic or theme, but according to the letters of the Hebrew alphabet.
我们还是要把这个关掉啊，是吧？所以我们在讲这段经文的时候，我们不是按照这个诗节一个一个来，而是我们会把它打乱，会把相同的这样主题放在一起来讲。
So we're not going verse by verse because we're going to group them according to the themes that appear.
所以首先总的来说，一个贤才德的妇人是她丈夫的梁柱，是她的贤内助。
So first of all, an excellent wife is actually a really good helper to the husband.
那从这段经文，然后是从两个方面来讲的。首先，她是在内，她是操持家务；然后其次，对外，她有经营和这个对外的怜悯。
So there's two aspects to it. First, internally, she's taking care of the affairs at home, but she also works outside, externally.
那除此之外，这段经文还讲到，就是，一个才德的妇人，她的内在的品质，以至于她美好的结局。
Other than this, it also talks about the internal qualities of this excellent wife.
所以我们现在来看这段经文。
So let's look at this scripture now.
我们先来读一下这段经文，我来读中文啊，我读一节，我请我们的韩牧师来用英文来读一节，好吗
？So we will read this verse respectively, and then we'll have one verse in English and then in Chinese.
好，我们邀请大家起立，我们来读神的话语。
Invite all to stand as we read God's word.
箴言书的31章第10节，才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。
Verse 11, the heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain.
她一生使丈夫有益无损。
She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands.
她好像商船从远方运粮来。
She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens.
她想得田地就买来，用手所得之力栽种葡萄园。
She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong.
她觉得所经营的有利，她的灯终夜不灭。
She puts her hands to the distaff and her hands hold the spindle.
她张手周济困苦人，伸手帮助穷乏人。
She is not afraid of snow for her household. All her household are clothed in scarlet.
她为自己制作绣花毯子，她的衣服是细麻和紫色布做的。
Verse 23, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land.
她做细麻布衣裳出卖，又将腰带卖与商家。
Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come.
能力和威严是她的衣服，她想到日后的景况就嬉笑。
She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
她观察家务并不吃闲饭。
Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her.
说才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。
Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
愿她享受操作所得的，愿她的工作在城门口荣耀她。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们把你的话语仰望，交托在你的手中。主啊，愿你的圣灵来带领我们来思想这段话语。
Oh Lord, we give thanks and praise to you. May your Holy Spirit guide us as we come to understand your word.
主啊，愿我们在这里能够看到你起初设计的柔美，也让我们看到你的荣耀。
May we see the glorious design that you have for men and women, and also may we see your glory through this.
愿你的名得到荣耀。我们这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
May your name gain the glory that it should, and we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们今天大概就是这是我们今天的大纲。我们首先讲到她是丈夫的梁柱。
And so today this is our structure. First of all, we'll talk about the excellent wife being a helper for her husband.
然后我们讲到两个方面，一个是对内的操持家务，一个是对外的，她有经营和对外的怜悯。
And then we'll have two parts. First, where she's taking care of the internal affairs of the home, and then also she works and also have mercy on the external affairs.
然后我们在思考，就是说这段信息对我们今天讲什么。
And then we'll talk about the application of this passage to us today.
首先，一个才德的妇人，她是丈夫的梁柱。
And first of all, she is the help of her husband.
在十一节里面说，她的丈夫心里依靠她。那么在这里提到依靠这个词。
And here the phrase is the heart of a husband trusts in her, is the word trust.
我们一般说神是我们的依靠，我们也说丈夫是妻子的依靠，但是在这里却说妻子是丈夫的依靠，有点 weird, 是吧？
And many times we say that we trust the Lord is our trust, and or the wife trusts in the husband, but here it says the husband trusts in the wife.
那么在这里的意思稍微有点不同，这里的意思是说妻子把家里的事情打理得很好，所以丈夫不必为家里的事情担心，不必担心后方着火。
Here the point is that the wife takes care of the internal affairs in the house so well that the husband is not afraid of anything happening.
所以的话，从这个角度来说，这个妻子她是丈夫心里的依靠。
So from this perspective, that this is the heart of the husband trusts in the wife.
那么紧接着在十一节里面说，她的丈夫因为她必不缺少利益。
And then in verse 11, the second half, it says, and he will have no lack of gain.
然后在十二节又提到，她使她的丈夫有益无损。
And then in verse 12, she does him good and not harm.
所以在这里讲的都是一样的，这个妻子是丈夫的好帮手，她的丈夫可以信任她，依靠她，她的帮助给她的丈夫带来利益。
And here the wife is the person whom the husband can trust, and she brings good to the husband all the days of his life.
然后在二十三节也提到相同的事情，她的丈夫在城门口与北地的长老同坐。
And in verse 23 talks about the same thing, where her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land.
然后为众人所认识。
And he is known by all.
我们知道在旧约的以色列时代，各个城里的民事的纠纷，如果是发生什么事情的话，都是由各个城里的长老一起来解决的。
We know that during the times of these Israelites in the olden days, all the elders will meet to solve disputes among the town.
然后长老们讨论事情的时候，他决断事情的时候，一般是在城门口进行的。
And when they are having a discussion, it's normally at the gates of the city.
所以在这里说，他的这个妇人的丈夫和长老在城门口和长老同坐，这个意思就是说他是长老的一员。
And here, when it says the husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders, means that he is one of the elders.
所以他和长老们一同来讨论、来决断城里的大小的事物。
And he is there discussing with fellow elders about the matters concerning the land.
然后在这个整个城里面，他是有他的名声，有他的名望。
And in this city and town, he is well known.
那一般在以色列当中，一般的长老都是有威望、有智慧的人才可以做的。
And among the Israelites, only those who are highly respected and honored can be elders.
所以可以见到这个妇人的丈夫，然后在这个城里面，他是有个好的名声，又有威望，被众人所知，又有智慧。
And so he is wise among the people, and he is well known, and he is honored and respected.
那么这个丈夫之所以是有这样的成功，是因为他有一个好的妻子，有一个好的贤内助。
And the reason why the husband can be so successful is because he has a good and helpful wife.
所以他可以把家里的事情完全的交托给他的妻子，他可以放心，他没有后顾之忧。
He can entrust the things of the home into her hand, so he does not have to worry about what's happening.
所以总的来说，这个丈夫的威望和名声与他妻子的帮助是分不开的。
In conclusion, the reputation of the husband is inseparable from the help of her wife, of his wife.
所以我们总结这几段经文，我们可以看出，这个妻子是他丈夫的贤内助。
So if we conclude from this passage, we can see that the wife is an excellent helper for the husband.
那么丈夫在外面打拼的时候，那么他可以放心的把自己的后背交给自己的妻子。
And when the husband is out there working, he can fully entrust the matters of the home to the wife.
而且在下面我们看到这个贤内助表现在两个方面，第一个就是对内，这个妻子她有智慧来操持家务。
And so the first aspect of how she is a good helper, we see how she takes care of the affairs at home.
那么第二，对外，这个妻子她可以帮助她的丈夫来经营啊，并且可以怜悯帮助穷人。
But secondly, externally, she also helps the husband in her business and also to have mercy towards the poor.
首先，这个妻子她是操持家务的，在二十七节里面说，她观察家务，并不吃闲饭。
And first of all, you see that the wife is taking care of the household. She says she does not eat the bread of idleness.
所以这里的观察就是管理、看管的意思。用我们现在的话来说，这个妻子就是这个家的 CEO， 对不对
？And so she looks well to the ways of her household, and in our own words today, that she's the CEO of the house.
所以这个妻子她并不是坐在家里吃闲饭，而是去看管这个家与这个家相关的所有的事物。
She does not just eat the bread of idleness at home, but she takes care of all the things that's happening in the home.
而在古时的以色列，这主要包括两个方面：第一个就是家里所有人的衣服，第二个是家里所有的人的食物。
In ancient Israel, this includes two things: one, the clothing of everyone at home, and secondly, the food of everyone at home.
所以首先她看管家里人，无论是大的还是小的，所有的人的穿衣。
And so she takes care of all the clothing, all the garments of the people, whether you're old or young, in the household.
然后在二十一节里面说，所以全家人都穿着朱红衣服，不因为下雪而担心。
Verse 21 says she's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet.
我知道朱红衣服的话，在当时的以色列是属于比较华贵的衣服。
And so clothed in scarlet means that it's a more of a luxurious kind of garment during those times.
哎，为什么在这里提到下雪呢
？And why does it talk about snow here？
因为以色列的气候常年都是干旱，都是比较热的这个天气，下雪的时候很少。
And it's very rare for Israel to snow because it's pretty dry and hot throughout the year.
因为热的时候就不需要什么衣服嘛，对不对
？If you are hot and dry, then you don't need much garment.
而下雪的时候是最冷的时候，然后是最需要衣服的时候。
So when it snows, it means that they really need to have clothes because it's very cold.
所以在这里说，即使是下雪的时候，家里面的人也不缺少衣服。
And here it says that even if it snows, the household are in no lack of any clothing.
全家都穿着朱红衣服。
And all her household are clothed in scarlet.
然后在二十二节里面说，她制作绣花的毯子，她的衣服是细麻和紫色布做的。
And verse 22, she makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple.
就如我们刚才所说的朱红一样，紫色也是高贵的颜色。
And purple, like scarlet, is also a color of luxury.
那个细麻是当时最好的布料。
And linen is actually the best material for clothing back then.
我们知道祭司的以弗德就是用细麻布做的，对不对
？We know that the ephod of the priest is made by fine linen.
而在十三节里面说，他寻找羊绒和麻，自己用手做工。
And then in verse 13, it says she seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands.
十九节里面说她手拿捻线杆，手把纺线车。
Verse 19 says she puts her hands to the distaff and her hands hold the spindle.
所以这两节经文告诉我们，她是自己寻找这个原料，自己去纺线，然后自己做工，殷勤的做工，所以她的家人才有衣服穿。
And these two verses tell us that she's looking for the materials herself and she diligently do all this work so that his household will be clothed.
所以即使在以色列最极端的天气的时候，她家里人也不缺少衣服。
So even at the extreme weather in Israel, the household are in no lack of clothing.
而且是最好的衣服，有绣花毯，这里提到绣花毯子、细麻、紫色布。
And it's the best clothing, coverings, bed coverings, fine linen and purple.
那这里的重点不是在强调奢侈， 而是说作为一个妻子，她对这个家的爱，对丈夫的爱，对孩子的爱。
And here is not talking about wasting and all this costly material, but it's her love towards her husband and her children in the household.
所以出于这样的爱，她要把最好的，然后尽自己最大的努力来提供给她的家人。
And through this love, she wants to provide the very best for her family.
所以这里是提到穿衣。
So here it talks about having clothes.
那下面我们来看这个食物。
And then next, we come to talk about having food.
然后他不但看过家里人的穿衣，也看过家里人的食物。在十四节里面说，他好像从远方来的商船带来食物。
And verse 14, it says she is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar.
那么在中文这里翻译成粮食，但其实这个字的意思是面包、食物的意思。
And so here, the word food includes bread and all kinds of food.
远方的商船在以色列，在古时的以色列人来说，他们从远方远方航行回来，然后他们带来各种各样珍奇的货物。
And these ships of merchant, they come from afar in ancient Israel, and they bring all kinds of goods.
比如说黄金啊、香料啊，或其他一些比较珍贵的宝石。
It could be spices, precious stones, or even gold.
而在这里用一个比喻说，这个妻子就好像是远方的商船一样，但是她带来的不是货物，而带来是各种各样的食物。
And the metaphor here is that the wife is like the ships of merchant, but she's not bringing all this produce, she's bringing food.
所以这里就是说，这个妻子她出于对家人的爱，所以她是每天她是提供不同的食物，不同的食物，各种各样的食物来为家人。
So out of love, you see here, the wife provides this food, all kinds of different foods for the family.
比方说今天是红烧肉，对不对？明天是红烧鱼，后天又是什么？
And today
我想不出来，大家可以想各种各样的不同的食物。
Maybe today you have roast pork, and then you have fish, and then you have all kinds of food every day.
那十五节在这里提到，就是说他把这个食物分给家里的人，不但包括自己的家人，也包括这个婢女。
And in verse 15, it says here he provides food for a household, not only for a household, but also portions for her maidens.
然后中文在这里翻译是说他将当做的工分给婢女，这样的翻译也是对的。
And here it says, "A gift the maidens a portions of work."
因为这原文在这里有歧义，原文在这里的话，它是说把这个婢女当得的份分给她。
And here, there in the original word, here it says the portions that's given to the maidens.
所以中文翻译成做工也是可以的，有婢女要做工，但是其实上下文里面应该是指的是食物。婢女当得的份应该是指的是婢女她所当得的这个食物分给她。
This portion is not about the work that's distributed for the maidens to work, but it's more on the food if we look at the context.
所以我们在这里看到这个主母照顾家里所有人的这个饮食，从大到小，甚至小到这个婢女她都看顾。
So this wife takes care of everything that's happening in the household with regards to food, even the maidens' food, she is in charge of it.
而且十五节在这里也提到，他不到黎明他就起来，这个说明他是非常的尽心尽力，也非常的殷勤。
And verse 15, it says she rises while it is yet night, before the sun rises, and she is diligent.
所以所有的这些都是出于这个妇人她对家人的爱。
And all this stems out of the love that this wife has towards her family.
所以她要把最好的要给她的丈夫，要给她的孩子。
She wants to give her best to her husband and also to her children.
所以在这再一次让我们看到，作为一个妻子，作为一个母亲，作为家里的主妇，她是尽心尽力，用自己最大的努力来照顾好自己的家人。
So as a wife, as the mother of the household, she's using her best to take care of whatever that's happening at home.
那这种爱是一种无微不至的爱，是一个很细腻的爱。
This love is a love that is very careful and detailed.
所以我们常常用无微不至来形容母爱，但是我们很少用无微不至来形容父爱，对不对？
And we always say a mother's love is very careful and but delicate, but it's never described for the love of a father in that way.
因为父爱不是无微不至的，但是母爱却是。
Because the father's love may not be delicate, but the mother's love definitely is.
所以我们在这前面看到都是对内他是如何来操持家务的，然后我们再看他对外是怎样的。
So all of this before, all of this that we've talked about is about the internal affairs that she's having at home. So now let us look at what she does on the outside.
然后作为一个贤德的妇人，她不仅管理家里的事务，而且她也帮助丈夫来经营家中的财产。
And as an excellent wife, she's not only taking care of the internal affairs, but she also helped with the businesses with the husband.
在十六节里面说，她想得田地就买来，并且用手所得之力栽种葡萄园。
Verse 16 says she considers a field and buys it with the fruit of her hands. She plants a vineyard.
手中所得之力，原文就是说手中的果子。
And so here it's the fruit of her hands is what it means here.
所以这里指的是她自己做工赚来的钱。
Here it means this is what she earns from her own businesses.
所以正如在后面二十四节里面提到的，就是她做细麻布的衣裳出卖，又把这个腰带卖给商家。
Just like verse 24, it says here, she makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant.
所以这位主母的话，她自己纺线，她自己去织布，然后做衣服，然后提供家里的穿衣。而且如果有余的话，有多余的话，她将这些多余的细麻布，将这些衣服、腰带，然后卖去赚钱。
So this wife not only takes care of the clothing of her household, but if there are more, then she will make them and sell them.
她用自己手中所赚的这些钱，然后买了地，也买了这个葡萄树的幼苗。然后找人去栽种葡萄园。
And with her own money, the fruit of her hand, she buys a field and then plants a vineyard.
所以她不是把这个钱存在那里，而是想办法用这个钱去做投资，能够赚更多的钱，来减轻丈夫的负担。
So she's not just saving money for herself, but she's investing it in order to reduce the load on her husband.
我们知道供养家庭是一个男人的责任，对不对
？We know that to provide for the household is the responsibility of the men.
但是在这里，这个妇人不但是管理好家里的事，而且也帮助她的丈夫来分担她丈夫的责任。
But this woman not only take care of the affairs at home, but she also helps with the business of the husband.
所以这是她的经营。
And this is her external affairs and business.
而且她不但是帮助她丈夫来经营，更难，她在这里也有一颗怜悯的心。
And not only does she help with the husband in her business, but she also has a compassionate heart.
在二十节里面提到，她周济困苦的人，帮助穷人。
Verse 20 says she opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy.
所以总结来说，我们在这里看到，就是一个贤德的妇人，对内的话，她是管理好自己的家事，然后看顾好家人的饮食和穿衣；对外的话，她用手来做工，来帮助丈夫来经营她的财产。并且怜悯和帮助那些需要帮助的穷人。
So to conclude, internally she took care of the household by taking care of their clothes and their food. Externally, she helps her husband to reduce her load by making businesses and also have mercy to the poor.
那这就是圣经里面对一个贤德的妇人的描述。
This is the Bible's description of an ideal, excellent wife to a wife.
我不知道我们的姐妹看了之后觉得怎么样，是不是觉得这个要求太高了
？I don't know what the sisters feel after they've read this passage. Is it too high of a standard?
好像女的把什么事情都做了，那么男的做什么呢
？It's as though the women have taken care of everything. What does the man do then?
那我们要注意这段经文，它的主要是来描写一个贤德的妇人的责任，它不是来描写那个男人的责任。
And here we have to know that this is here where it's describing the responsibility of a woman, not for a man.
那圣经上其他地方也有描写男人的责任，我们在父亲节的时候会讲到。
There are other parts of the Bible that describes the responsibility of men, and we'll talk about it on Father's Day.
但在这里，我们大概大大多多多多少也可以看到，这个男人他主要是关注外面的事情，比如在这里提到他在城门口和长老同坐。
But here we can see hints that he is supposed to be taking care of external affairs. For example, he's sitting together with the elders at the gates.
那我们来思想这段经文对我们今天有什么意义呢
？So what does it mean, and how does it apply to us today then?
我知道在古代的时候，长期有这种就男主外女主内的这种思想，而且对这种模式的一种滥用。
And traditionally, we always have this man majoring on the outside, women majoring on the inside, and it's been abused. This model has been abused for a long time.
所以在古时，无论在东方还是西方，然后对女性都是有欺压和这个剥削。
In the ancient times, whether it's in the East or the West, there's always been an oppression towards women.
那十九世纪，女权主义运动的兴起。然后是对这种是对这种滥用的一种纠偏。
And the rise of feminism in the 19th century is actually a pushback towards this oppression.
但是他女权主义又走向另外一个极端，他忽略了这个上帝造男造女之间的不同了，忽略抹杀了男女之间的不同。
But this feminism also goes to the other extreme because it then eradicates the complementary role between men and women.
所以我们今天在这样不同的思想当中，在这样不同的思潮当中，我们很多是对。男女的角色和责任有很多的迷失。
So among all this confusion, we sometimes have very messy feelings about the roles of men and women.
我们要么偏向一个极端，我们要么偏向另外一个极端。
On one hand, we may go to one extreme or the other extreme.
但我们在这里再次回到神的话语，我们看到圣经上的这个模式，主要还是一个男主外女主内的模式。
But when we come back to the Bible today, we see that here on this passage, the men majors on the outside, external affairs.And the women still majors on the internal affairs.
在这个模式当中，我们可以总结出两点来。
And in this model, we can come to two conclusions.
第一，在这样的一个模式当中，女性的主要责任还是在家里。
First of all, the main responsibility of a woman should be at home.
所以照顾家人的穿衣和食物。
Taking care of the garments and also the food of the home, the household.
所以说家庭是上帝对女性的一个主要的呼召。
And so family is a calling to the women primarily.
那么上帝造男造女是不同的，所以女性天然就比男性更加的细心，也更加的无微不至。
And God has created men and women differently, but there's a more delicate heart for the women.
正是因为女性的这种细心和无微不至，所以她比她的丈夫可以更好的照顾好家人的这个需要。
And because she's more careful and delicate, she can take care of the need of the husband and also for the household.
那当然我在这里是泛泛而谈的，我谈的是一个普遍的象限，当然也会有特例的。
Of course, there's always exception. I'm talking in a very general way.
比如说我的家庭，我妈妈就比较大条一点，我爸爸就比较细心。
So for example, in my family, my father is a lot more careful and delicate. My mom is a lot more general.
但是即使如此，在我生长的过程当中，我感受的母爱也比我感受的父爱要多很多。
But even then, as I was growing up, I feel more of my mother's love than my dad's love.
我在这里并不是说我的父亲不爱我，能够感受到他对我们这些孩子的爱。但是我在这里只是说父爱和母爱的不同。
I'm not saying that my father doesn't love us. We can feel his love, but there's a difference between the mom's love and the dad's love.
所以女性她对这种对家人的这种无微不至的照顾是出于她对家人的爱。
And the care that a woman have towards her family is because of her love to them.
那这种爱是伟大的。
And this love is great and heroic.
所以在这历史上有很多赞美母爱的这个文学作品。
So there is many poems that praises the love of the mother.
那在这里我举几个，比方。
I'll give some examples. For example.
比方说在《诗经》里面，《诗经》里面讲的凯，我在这里读一下：凯风自南，吹彼荆心，荆心夭夭，母事屈老。
And so, for example, there is this poem which he's going to explain.
Okay. 那么这个意思就是说，就是说。飘飘的和风自南边吹来。
And this poem means that this very nice and warm wind came from the south.
然后吹拂着这个酸枣树的这个小树苗。
And it's blowing towards this young date suckling plant.
那么这种酸枣树它是把我们这个孩子比喻成酸枣树的小树苗。
So we are like this nursery plant that's growing, this small young plant.
那这个酸枣树的小树苗它刚刚长出来还很细还很娇嫩。
When this plant is just came out as a shoot, it's still very young and very, very vulnerable.
所以这个母亲呢，在这个时候是非常的辛劳，非常的辛苦，她要照顾这个小孩。
So the mother is very delicate and diligent to take care of these children.
那么和，我小的时候，我们村子里面就有很多酸枣树，所以这个对我来说是非常的那个。非常的熟悉。
So to me, it's very familiar because when I was growing up, there were many date plants in our village.
那另外还有比方我们都很熟悉的唐朝那个诗人孟郊的名作《游子吟》。
And also, there is also the poem of the wanderer, which we are probably very familiar.
他说：“慈母手中线，游子身上衣。临行密密缝，意恐迟迟归。”
And this poem is talking about the clothes of the wanderer, which is being sewn by the mother, and the mother is caring for him.
对这首诗很适合我们这样海外的游子，所以我们每次这个海外的游子看到这首诗的时候，都是禁不住的要落泪的。
It's very appropriate for us who are immigrants outside of our home because we feel what the poem is writing.
那杜甫也写，诗圣杜甫也写过关于母爱的诗。
And 杜甫 also wrote something on the mother's love.
那杜甫的是他有一段时间是时风乱世，他当时被俘，然后远离他的家人。
So during the time of Du Fu, there was a time where there was a war happened and he was separated from his parents.
他离开家人的时候，他的孩子还是很小的。
And when he was separated from his children were still very young.
所以这个所有的责任，所有照顾家人的责任都落在这个母亲的这个身上。
So all the responsibility of taking a child falls upon the mother.
所以杜甫就写下了这个世乱连娶小，家贫养母慈这首诗。
And so he wrote the poem that during the times of war, all the young in the house look toward the mother for compassion.
这个意思就是说他当时家里很贫穷啊，所有只能仰仗孩子母亲的慈爱。
And during those times, it's really very poor, and all the children can only look towards the love of the mother to survive.
那在我们今天那个我们可能有些人比较熟悉的 Beyond 的乐队，他也写了一首给母亲的歌。
And maybe some of you are more familiar with the song by the band Beyond. They also wrote a song for the mother.
我们翟长老知道这首歌的名字吗？
Does our elder Chai know what's the title of this song?
Okay, 真的爱你。
to really love you.
在这里他提到他说他无法可修饰的一对手。
And here he talks about a hand that is indescribable.
带出温暖永远在背后。
But there's always warmth and gentleness behind it.
吹风化雨暖透我的心，一生眷顾无言的颂赠。
And even though the warm spring rain has warmed up my heart and all this life of responsibilities upon her hand.
所以在这里母爱是一种默默无言的不求回报的爱。
And here the mother's love is described as something that is very silent and never asks for any repayment.
所以她如吹风化雨一样，然后一生默默无言的馈赠。
It's just like the spring rain, it never asks for anything in return.
所以这就是母爱，是一种伟大的爱。
So mother's love is really indeed a heroic love.
那么在这里我们的有些姐妹可能会问，我从来没有结婚，我也没有家庭，那么这个我该怎么做呢？
And some sisters may ask, well, I've never been married or I don't have a family, what should I do then?
那么今天的信息是否就和我无关呢？
Does it mean that today's message has nothing to do with me?
那以赛亚书的54章一节是这么说的，他说你这不怀孕不生养的要歌唱，你这未曾经过产难的要发声歌唱，扬声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多，这是耶和华所说的。
In Isaiah 54 we see that those who are barren and those who are not married you shall rejoice because this is what the Lord says.
所以这是上帝的话，这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean for those who are not married or barren to rejoice in the Lord?
那我们在这里看到这个属地的祝福就变成属天的祝福，这个属世的祝福变成属灵的祝福。
We see that here the earthly blessing then becomes a heavenly blessing for them.
我们可能虽然没有结婚没有生养，但是我们可以在福音上面生养，可以在属灵上面生养。
Even though biologically we have never given birth, but spiritually we can give birth as well.
福音上面的生养和在肉体上面的生养是一样的，都需要一颗作为母亲的心，都需要这种付出这种默默无言不求回报却又无微不至吹风化雨的母爱。
And this gospel childbearing is the same as biological childbearing. You have to give silently and you never ask for anything in repay.
所以在肉体生养上的有福了，但是在属灵上面生养的，在福音上面生养的是更加有福的。
So biologically for those who are childbearing, you are blessed, but it's even more blessed for those who give birth spiritually.
所以这是我们谈到女性的对女性的第一个这是谈到这个模式的第一点，就是女性的这个呼召主要还是在家里。
So the first point of this model is that for the women, their main responsibility should still be at home.
那么第二点，女性的呼召和责任不限于在家里。
And second is that it's not limited to the home.
所以我们谈到它主要是在家里，但是不限于在家里。
Now of course, mainly they're at home, but not restricted to at home only.
所以在这里我不同意一些极端的观点，认为女性就不应该出去工作，而只应该做家庭主妇，在家里照顾家人。
So I don't agree with some extreme view that women should only stay at home and be housewives.
在这段经文当中，我们以这个女性为榜样，她在照顾好家人的穿衣和这个食物之外，她自己也动手做工，她也自己纺线，她也织布，也做衣服和腰带，而且去卖给这个商人。
And here we see the passage that she not only take care of the house, the garments and the household, but she also makes them to sell.
而且她用这个赚来的钱也去做投资，也去买地，也去种植葡萄园。
And she uses the money that she earned to invest to buy a field and plant a vineyard.
所以女性可以出去工作吗？当然可以。
So can women go out to work? Of course they can.
我们在这里看，这是圣经里面说的。
This is what the Bible says over here.
但是回过来说，女性的作为一个女性，她的主要护照还是在家里。
But to come back again, we have to say that their main responsibility though is still at home.
所以在这里我们不能过于律法，但是。主次还是要非清楚的。
We cannot be too legalistic over this, but we still have a sense of priority.
今天如与其让这个妻子在家里闷闷不乐的、郁郁寡欢，还不如让她自己喜欢的，可以在外面找一些喜欢的工作。
Rather than keeping the wife at home and she's stuck up there, why don't you let her have a job outside?
好，这就是箴言书在这里给我们这段经文给我们看到的一个理想的女性，一个上帝。心目当中所设计的女性的样子。
And so here we see the ideal wife or the ideal woman that the Bible portrays.
她是丈夫的梁柱。
She's the great help of the husband.
但是很可惜的事情，在古代的时候，无论是在东方和西方，都存在着对这个模式的一种滥用。
But very pathetically, over in the East and the West, in the ancient times, there's always been an abuse on this scripture.
然后我们也提到女权主义想来纠偏这个事情，但是她出发点是好的，但是她走向另外一个极端。
And we talk about feminism who wanted to change this trend and although they started out on a good point but they are going towards the extreme.
所以他们抹杀了这个男女的区别，把女人当作男人来看待。
It's eradicating the role differences of the men and women and treating the women as men.
这样导致的结果，从表面上看好像是为女人说话，但其实上，女人不但要和男人一样出去的外出工作去养家，而且回到家里还要洗衣做饭、扫地，要承担所有的家务。
So on the surface, although it seems like it's really helping the women, but now they have to go out and work, and then they come back and have to take care of the home again.
所以我们只有回到这个圣经的模式，一个真正的一个男主外女主内的模式。
It's only when we come back to this Bible's model where the man majors on the outside and women major on internal affairs.
那在这个模式当中，男女是有分工的。
In this model, there is a different roles for the men and women.
作为丈夫来说，丈夫在外面为这个家庭来打拼。
As a husband, his role is mainly outside to work for the family.
然后对内他要保护，他是妻子的保护伞，他为了这个妻子来遮风挡雨。
Internally, he's protecting the wife from all the harms that she can face.
那妻子在内主持家里的事务，尊重自己的丈夫。
And then at home, the wife takes care of the household and respects her husband.
同时，她也自己用手做工来帮助自己的丈夫，来分担丈夫的压力。
At the same time, she works to reduce the load on her husband.
所以我们看到这个模式是一个很理想的模式，是上帝所设计的模式。
This model is something that's ideal and God has set it in the Bible.
所以能够在能够按照这样的模式去做的这个妻子是有智慧的。
So those who can go according to this model, the wife is a wise woman.
说在这里说她开口就发智慧。
And here you say she speaks wisdom.
她把自己置于丈夫的保护下面，她知道是上帝对她的呼召和职分。
She puts herself under the care of her husband. She knows her role as her wife.
所以她是有智慧的。
So she is wise.
那这样的妻子也是有尊贵的。
And this wife is also precious.
在这里说能力和尊严。威仪是她的衣服。
And here he says that strength and honor is her clothing.
这样的妻子也是有福的。
And this wife is a blessed wife.
她的儿女起来要称她有福，她的丈夫也要赞美她。
Her children and husband will rise up and call her blessed.
她也是有喜乐和盼望的。
And she is also a person with joy and hope.
她想到日后的景况就喜笑。
And she thinks of the days that's coming upon her and she smiles.
最后，她是有荣耀的。
Finally, she is glorious.
愿她享受操作所得的，愿她的工作在城门口得荣耀。
And because she enjoys the fruits of her hand, and her works is being glorious at the gates.
为什么她的工作会在城门口荣耀她呢
？Why would her work at the gates be glorious to her？
虽然她的丈夫，虽然她的工作是在家里，坐在别人看不见的地方。
Even though her work is at home, where people cannot see.
但是别人透过她的丈夫就可以看到她的工作。
But through her husband, people can see her work.
她的丈夫也开口来荣耀她
，and her husband comes and praises her。
所以这是一个很理想的模式。
So this is a very ideal model。
但是因为罪的缘故，这个模式在一个堕落的社会当中是不可能的。
But because of sin, it is almost impossible to function in a society。
我们要么会滥用这个模式来欺压女性
，on one hand, we'll abuse this model to oppress women。
要么会走向女权主义的极端来抹杀男女的区别
，or the other hand, we'll go towards the extreme to eradicate between the roles of men and women。
所以女性在这里要成为箴言书里面这个理想的有才德的这样的一个妇人，她有一个先决条件。
So in order for a woman to be this excellent wife in Proverbs, she has to have a prerequisite.
就是她的丈夫是上帝所设计的理想的丈夫。
And that is the husband must be an ideal husband that God has designed.
但是在这个堕落的社会当中是显然不可能的。
So in this fallen society, it's almost impossible to do that.
我们看见了很多这样的例子。
We see many such kinds of examples.
很多年轻的女孩，她们在年轻美貌的时候，将自己托付给自己的丈夫。
Many young women, when they were young, they were married to their husbands.
她帮助她们的丈夫成功，但是丈夫成功了之后，就开始三心二意。
Now, when the husbands became successful, then he started to have affairs.
然后就揣掉自己的糟糠之妻。
And then he laughs upon the first wife that he has.
那在这样的情况下面，妻子根本没有办法去信任自己的丈夫。
Under such situation, the wife can never trust her husband.
也没有办法完全把自己交托给一个罪人。
And she cannot entrust herself to the sinner.
所以这都是因为罪进入了这个世界的缘故。
And because of sin has come into this world.
所以最后导致的结果是，上帝所设计的这个理想的模式不可能成为现实。
And so it makes it impossible for this ideal model to fulfill in the society.
所以这可能成为一个不可实现的空中楼阁。
It seems as though it's something that is impossible to obtain.
但是我们要感谢上帝。
But we want to give thanks to God.
因为上帝为我们赐下他的独生子主耶稣基督。
Because God has given us His Son Jesus Christ.
因着主耶稣基督所做的一切，上帝所创造的所有的美好，都在耶稣基督里面得到恢复。
And because what Jesus Christ has accomplished, all things are being restored in the order of Christ.
也感谢神他在基督里面拣选我们成为他的儿女。
And we thank God that he has chosen us to be his children.
是我们今天才有可能在耶稣基督里面恢复神所设计的男女在婚姻当中的这种理想的搭配模式。
That it is possible for us to come and to fulfill this ideal model in the Lord.
也正因为耶稣基督的所做的这个救赎的工作。
And because of this redemptive work that is accomplished by Christ,
一个重生的丈夫，一个重生的弟兄，他才有可能朝着上帝所设计的理想的丈夫的形象去努力。
A regenerate brother or husband can then move towards the ideal husband.
他有可能有的时候对妻子不够好，有的时候对妻子的爱不够，对妻子的保护也不够。
Maybe he's not loving enough to the wife, or maybe he doesn't protect her enough, or maybe he's not good enough to her.
但是他知道自己是不对的。
But he knows in himself that he is wrong.
但是他也愿意在神的面前来承认自己的罪，也愿意悔改。
And he's willing to come before the Lord to acknowledge his sins and to repent.
只有在这样的一种情形下面。
Only under such circumstance.
对于一个重生的妻子，箴言书三十一章这个理想妇人的形象，才不仅仅是一个梦想。
To a regenerate wife, this is not just a dream for a woman.
才不再是空中的楼阁
It's no longer a vain imagination
而是确确实实的成为姐妹们可以达到的通过努力可以达到的一个目标
But it can truly be a goal that the sisters can achieve
所以所有的这一切原来不可能的事情现在成为可能都是因为耶稣基督的救赎的工作
And all these impossible things are now possible because of what Christ has done
所以这一切都是上帝的恩典
This is all the grace of God
所以这位上帝他不但是创造的上帝而且是救赎的上帝。
His God is not just a God who creates, but he is a God who redeems.
愿一切的荣耀归于上帝。
And may all glory be to him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父亲爱的主我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
主啊我们感谢你在这段经文里面给我们看到一个理想的妇人的模式。
O Lord, we give thanks to you that we can see this ideal wife from this passage of scripture.
主啊我们知道这样的理想的这样的模式在这个堕落的世界当中是不可能的。
We know that this ideal model is impossible in a fallen world.
主啊，但是我们感谢你，因为主耶稣基督的工作，所有这些不可能都成为可能。
We give thanks to you because of what Christ has done. All these impossible things are now possible.
因为主耶稣基督的工作，所以我们才能够恢复到上帝起初所设计到的那个完美的那个理想的模式。
Because of His work, we can now come back to the ideal model that you have designed for us.
主啊，我们在今天在这里帮助我们的弟兄能够成为一个上帝所设计的那个理想的丈夫。
And oh Lord, may you help our brothers to be an ideal husband.
去保护我们的妻子，去爱我们的妻子。
To protect and to love our wives.
也帮助我们的妻子能够成为上帝所设计的那个理想的妻子。
And to help our wives as well to be the ideal sister and excellent wife.
能够成为丈夫的贤内助。
That she can be an excellent helper for the husband.
她的丈夫可以依靠她，可以放心的把家里的事情，可以放心的把后辈交托给她。
And her husband can trust in her and trust the household to her.
她也能够成为她丈夫口中的赞美，成为她丈夫的荣耀。
And she can also be the praise and the glory of the husband.
天父，我们感谢你，这一切因着主耶稣基督的工作都成为可能。
And O Lord, we give thanks to you that all of these things is possible because of Christ.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.